Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is September 24th, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac have been matching up with the past week's events. The U.S. Congress and much of the nation has been all consumed by the Republicans' renewed effort to repeal and replace Obamacare after their failed effort of last July. As in the previous attempt, the subject brings up lots of passion on both sides of the argument. Note that the two gender planets, Mars and Venus, are conjunct in Leo, which is the USA chart's ninth house of laws, beliefs, morals, and so forth. Opposite to Mars and Venus is Neptune, the planet of confusion and deception. There has been a lot of confusion and some deliberate obfuscation of what this new Obamacare replacement would actually do. Meanwhile, Jupiter, the planet of optimism, has been transiting in the USA chart's 11th house, the part of the chart that signifies Congress. So, since early September, Jupiter has been giving a boost to the majority party's hope for finally doing something about their nemesis, Obamacare. But not all is well with the Jupiter transit, because Jupiter is now opposed by Uranus, the planet of rebellion, which is opposite in the fifth house of the USA chart, the house of entertainment. Thus, a rebellion led by an entertainer became instrumental in disrupting the Republicans' plans. Jimmy Kimmel, the late-night comedy show host, who, although not known for taking political positions, somehow found this one struck too close to home to ignore and led the charge against the Republican bill. Note how on Friday the moon had come into Libra to be conjunct the Jupiter side of the Jupiter-Uranus planetary pattern. In Vedic astrology, the moon acts as an activator for events. And so it came to pass. On Friday, the maverick of the Senate, John McCain, threw down a red flag, coming out against the Republican health care bill, and for the same reasons that he sank it back in July. Mr. McCain is passionate about the Senate following its regular order of doing things, in other words, committee hearings, bipartisan debate, and so forth, which was not done in the case of this bill. Most commentators believe that McCain's firm no vote will doom the bill to defeat. Last week, Mars, Venus, and Mercury were all together in Leo. The planet of aggression, Mars, and the planet of communication, Mercury, makes for some fighting words. Venus joined with the two other planets. Venus plus Mars equals passion. Opposite was Neptune, the planet of delusion. Altogether, not a good mix. Leo is Donald Trump's ascendant, so he was strongly affected by the planetary pattern, which he obviously manifested all through the week via his passionate and belligerent style of communicating. Note, too, that Neptune, the planet of delusion and confusion, was directly opposite, leading to some unforeseen results. Last week, Trump took to the stage of the world via the annual United Nations General Assembly, which brings world leaders together in New York City to discuss, expound, cajole, and preach to each other on pressing global issues. And, of course, everyone wanted to, or in some cases, was dreading, hearing what the famously volatile U.S. president would say. Of course, the temptation for the egocentric POTUS to do something, say something, to create an impression was undeniable. The planets were all lined up. Mars conjunct Mercury, opposed by Neptune, especially signifies some sort of aggressive and deluded communication. Venus adds passion. It was classic Trump, full of belligerence and bombast, hand gestures and everything, not much different from his campaign speeches, and included a threat to totally destroy North Korea if necessary. Further, Trump addressed Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man, an epithet he had used in a previous day's tweet, and proclaimed that the Korean leader was on a suicide mission. Trump calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man didn't go unnoticed by his target, who, being Western educated, was able to fire back with his own denigrating term. He called Trump a mentally deranged dotard. Not being familiar with this 14th century appellation, Americans quickly made dotard the most Googled term last week. What is it, actually? An elderly person, especially someone who's senile. Another item from last Friday was Donald Trump going on a tirade against National Football League players who take the knee during the national anthem played before games. At a rally in Alabama, Mr. Trump called out players protesting racism in the U.S., saying they should be fired, and referring to any as a son of a bitch. In the zodiac, the moon had just joined up with Jupiter opposite the Uranus pattern. Note that Jupiter is the planet of beliefs. The aspect of Uranus provides the disruptive element, and the moon is the emotions, as well as being an activator for planetary energy patterns. The reaction was pretty immediate and from all sides. Not just players, but owners, and the NFL commissioner himself, decried Mr. Trump's comments. And then everyone, from veterans to pundits and politicians, weighed in, making "take the knee" the new internet meme. Now, why did Mr. Trump decide to start a feud with the National Football League at this time? It's the same planetary pattern that was in play when he performed at the UN. That Mars-Venus-Mercury opposite Neptune pattern that promotes aggressive thinking, combative communication, backed up with passion, and with Neptune, planet of delusion, influencing everything. Okay, that's it for this week, but before leaving you, just a reminder. It does take a lot of time, effort, work to produce these videos, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it and me going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.